The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
The only thing we have to fear is fear itself.
I'm not a crook.
If you like your health care plan, you'll be able to keep your health care plan.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, fire.
You're listening to Jim Paris Live, your source for the latest news on money, politics, prophecy, and preparedness. And now your host, the editor-in-chief of ChristianMoney.com and the author of more than 30 books, Jim Paris.
All right, we are back. Welcome to hour number two. A couple of quick things before we bring our guest on with us. Did you know that Amazon is now delivering on Sundays? The weirdest thing, someone's knocking at my door today. I don't get deliveries on Sundays, and got a big package from Amazon, some things I ordered on Friday. So I guess Sundays are kind of going away as just a day of rest. You've got to at least keep one eye open while you're taking that nap on the couch, because somebody might be stopping by with a package from Amazon. And for those of you that are afraid of clowns, I've never had this thing about clowns. I've always loved clowns. But if you're one of those persons that has the nightmares about clowns, the so-called creepy clowns. I remember David Letterman had a weird clown that was on his show for years. But in any case, a story, this is actually from Reuters, California police, this is in Bakersfield, California, have been receiving a large number of reports of creepy clowns. Now, some people think this is a hoax because the police show up and they can't find anyone. But people are claiming all over Bakersfield to be seeing these creepy looking clowns. I don't know what the difference is between a creepy and a regular clown, but apparently some of these, they say, have knives, some have guns. A lot of people think this is a hoax, but they actually did catch one of these clowns, and it was a real clown. It was a teenager who was dressed up, and he was chasing some small children. So this looks to be like some sort of a hoax across the city of Bakersfield, California, but nonetheless, it may put a lot of people into counseling that have that stereotypical fear of clowns. All right, we want to bring to the show tonight for the very first time, and I'm so excited to have him with us. His name is Stan Deo, and if you go to his website, standeo.com, and you click on his biography, and you read his biography, it's just amazing everything that he's been involved in. Just to give you a little bit of an idea here, he's held what would be considered higher than a top secret security clearance. He's worked undercover for the FBI. He was part of an exclusive black project that was involving the development of flying saucer technology. He's not just a guy that knows a lot about science and technology and computer programming. He's also a student of the Bible. He's a researcher, a writer, a filmmaker, and a very, very fascinating talk show guest. And Stan Deo, welcome to Jim Paris Live for the first time.
Thank you, and good evening. Are you over in Florida tonight?
I am. I live near Daytona Beach, Florida.
You poor thing.
Yes, struggling for the Lord over here in my beach ministry, say. Well, anytime I'm listening to internet radio, Stan, and I hear you on there, and I've been on Coast to Coast myself, and you have as well, but I've heard you on other shows, and you're just a fascinating guest. You're one of these guys where I can just go now disappear and go back to my coffee machine in the kitchen and let you take over at this point.
Don't you dare.
What I want to do is, I heard you, it was maybe 3 or 4 weeks ago, talking about the fact that you believe you may have discovered the physical location of the Garden of Eden. And I don't know if I was more fascinated with that announcement or the fact that you also said that you would put out a big press release to all the major media and nobody responded. And I thought to myself, are you kidding me? If Standeo has found the actual location of the Garden of Eden, this would be the greatest find in archaeological history. Who could resist an interview to even just find out what you have to say about the fact that you think you may have found this location? So what made you want to start looking into this? I know people have searched for the for Noah's Ark and other such things. What made you get interested in looking for this location of the biblical Garden of Eden?
Well, you know, Jim, years ago, back in 88 and 89, last century as it were, I did write a book, The Vindicator Scrolls, where I had done some serious research at libraries and maps and stuff to try to find a number of the old biblical sites, and also to find the legendary Atlantis. And in the process, I ran across some things that looked like I might have been able to find the Garden of Eden in what is now the Afar Triangle part of Ethiopia and near Djibouti. And so I published that in 89 in that book. Now, I let it go. I had one printing of the book and left it on the shelf and never reprinted. Now, back in June of this year, May-June, I was asked to deliver a couple lectures at the Prophecy Conference that Prophecy the News was holding in Colorado Springs. So I said, yeah, I'd do that, and I started looking around for topics that might be of interest and got back on some work I'd been doing about the expanding Earth theory and how that might have allowed dinosaurs and mankind to coexist at the same time. And I was poking around that, and I ran across my notes, some old notes after I published that book back in 89. And in there, I put some things down that I hadn't had time to get in the book. And I thought, well, gee, I've got a few minutes. I'll just check on that just as a curiosity using Google Earth and some new data that the Scripps Institute has. And I did. And I thought, holy cow, I was wrong. It wasn't there. It was somewhere else. But that was on the way to it. Well, I'll just spend a few more minutes and satisfy my curiosity. I'll get back to making a lecture or two for these guys on the other subjects. And a few hours turned into all day, and then the next day, and then a couple of weeks, and then 3 weeks, 4 weeks. And it was an accident that the Lord kind of had his hand on me to do, because if I'd have looked on the Internet back in May, June, before I even started spending any time on this, I'd have seen, like you said, how many people had already claimed to have found the Garden of Eden. The Chinese think they got it in the North Pole somewhere in the Arctic Circle, and some of the Mormons think they've got it in Missouri.
Missouri, County. Is it Branson? Was Branson the Garden of Eden?
Jackson County, I don't know where Branson is.
Okay,
anyway.
Fair
and
enough.
Said you can't see it because the rivers all got covered up with flood. And
all right.
A couple of guys said, oh, well, it was the Temple Mount, and you can't see the rivers because they all got destroyed the flood. And then somebody said it was in the Persian Gulf and in the plains of Shinar between, you know, Euphrates and the Tigris River, covered up by the flood. And so if I'd have seen all those things, I'd have thought, nah, I'm not going to bother. So many people make the claim that I'd just be another one on the pile. Nobody'd listen. But I didn't. And so one thing fell into place, and the next thing I started translating the ancient Hebrew, the ancient forms of the verbs that are used in the Torah, in the Genesis account, and I found that there were some mistakes made by the King James translators, not purposely, but due to the way they understood how the earth worked at the time, they made some mistakes. And, you know, I used some Bible software, and it's got modern methods of translating and looking at old language versions of these Hebrew verbs and nouns. And so coupled with all that kind of stuff, I realized I was onto something and did do it. And we can talk about the proofs of it in a minute in detail, but back to your press comments on the press, I put myself in the position of the newspapers and TV and History Channel, everybody that I contacted, and I thought, you know, a guy claims he's found the Garden of Eden. Oh, yeah, add him to the list. Who cares? What's the deal, you know? And they had no idea. If they'd have just checked with me, this is going to revolutionize our dating of the age of the Earth. It's going to condense it to, you know, under 10,000 years, or at least in tens of thousands, not hundreds of millions. Because if you go by the gap theory, there was some Earth, you know, Earth was functioning before the Garden of Eden, because Genesis is the earth had become waste and void. So,
and Stan, we've got a break coming up.
All right,
great setup.
Right.
Our guest is Stan Deo. His website, standeo.com. That's spelled D-E-Y-O, standeo.com. And he says he knows where the biblical Garden of Eden is, and he'll tell us more about it right after this. Stay tuned.
He became a millionaire by the age of 30, but ended up in bankruptcy, losing it all by the age of 40. The amazing story of one man driven to the brink of death after becoming the victim of an embezzlement scheme. After planning his own suicide, he turned to God and discovered a secret so powerful that it changed his life forever. How to Pray for a Financial Miracle is more than just one man's story of beating the odds and rebuilding his life after a total financial collapse. It's a book that reveals a life-changing prayer method that anyone can use to find hope during life's darkest financial trials. You will learn how to enlist God's help in solving your financial problems, the biggest prayer mistake most people make when approaching God with a financial need, how prayer can provide you with immediate answers and direction to your most pressing financial issues, How to Pray for a Financial Miracle, an Amazon.com bestseller from James L. Paris, the editor of ChristianMoney.com. How to Pray for a Financial Miracle, available in paperback or for Kindle from Amazon.com.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe's financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
You are listening to Jim Paris Live.
All right, we are back. If it's Sunday nights, it's Jim Paris Live. We are live, and I always say that a million times during the show because so many people think this is a replay of a weekday show. No, you're listening to a live program if you're listening between 9 and 11 p.m. Eastern on Sunday nights. Our guest during this hour is Stan Deo. His last name is spelled D-E-Y-O. I want you to get that right so you can find his website, which is standeo.com. And there's just so much at his website. It's overwhelming. Stan, I know you have a video about your Garden of Eden breakthrough. Which video is that?
Well, the one that we've been selling on our website since I gave the lecture is not one that I made. It was one that was already made by a travel company over in Florida, where you are. And they made it for the nature parks, which is, you know, parks all over the world, and they make travel videos. And they made one called the Serengeti and Ngorongoro. Of course, that's where the Garden of Eden is. And so we've got that that DVD for sale, and that company have actually asked me to write a shooting script, a storyboard, and you know, scripting for it as well, for a movie on the Garden of Eden. They're going to send the film crew over in December to film it there in Africa. So that will be later, you know, that'll be earlier next year, but later than the end of the year before you see that one.
So for people that are just tuning in that missed what we were getting into before the break, some 20 plus years ago, you were looking into this whole issue of finding the Garden of Eden. And now today, with the modern technology of Google Earth, as well as some additional research you did into the original translation of that section of the Bible, you were able to get some more specific ideas and direction that you didn't have back then. And that led you to what?
Well, that led me to discover the Garden of Eden using a number of factors, as you mentioned. One thing, I will finish answering your question about the DVD. The actual lecture where I made the press release and the public release of the location and how we found it, or how I found it, was in production. It's been in production now since August. It's going to be released in about 2 weeks. They are now printing the covers and getting the DVDs ready. It'll be 3 hours of lecture on the subject with an extra CD-ROM in there so that you can go to Google Earth and fly over it like I did and see for yourself what I'm talking about. It's taken us a while to get it all together because of a number of technical factors we had to deal with.
And I can't imagine how many churches are going to want to have something like that also. And Stan,
I never thought about that.
Oh my goodness. Can you imagine, like, churches are now doing these like movie nights where they've got these sort of faith-based movies where everybody comes out on a Wednesday or Thursday night. Some of them will have a popcorn machine, and some churches do a potluck dinner. I could see that making the rounds.
Yeah.
All over the country, people wanting to see that. I'm going to hit you with one more thing, and then I'm going to say run. You take as much time as you need until our next break to get into this. So one of the questions that I also have is, what does that look like today? I mean, I think of the Garden of Eden, I think of like this just beautiful place, all green, water, everything's perfect, everything's beautiful and wonderful. Is that how it still looks today as far as what you were able to determine?
No, it has two seasons. It has the dry season and the wet season. In the wet season, it's the best time to see it, and certainly there are a lot of trees, mainly like fig trees, the quinine fig tree, and then acacia trees, the whistling thorn tree, and grass, prairie grass, things like that. The area of it in the main part of the Garden of Eden is about 102 square miles, and the surrounding land of Eden from which the water came adds up to about, I think, 1,400 square miles. So it's got patches of green and trees, everywhere, around it. But in the main part where the garden was, there's about 25,000 large mammals that still live there. And some of them actually go up the sides of the wall. It's a collapsed volcano. It's a crater. And they go out and migrate other places and come back. But you've got elephants, lions, tigers. Well, not tigers. You've got, tigers. And you've got antelope, and you've got some monkeys have come in now. But
did you say 25,000 mammals? I mean, that in and of itself would be unusual to have that many species in one particular small area like that, would it not?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, the United Nations, or sorry, UNESCO, division there, has declared it a conservation area so that you can't, you know, go there and hunt and you can't live there. It's protected park, in essence, a world park. And they called it Africa's last Eden, or the eighth wonder of the world. They had no idea that it was the real Eden, but they had named it like an Eden because of the lushness of some of the crater, you know, craters that are part of Eden and around the garden itself. And it's still intact. I mean, it's the only collapsed volcanic crater that has its walls intact. And that whole depression area there with the wall of the crater around it was the Garden of Eden. And I even found the kind of fig tree, not the actual one, but the kind of fig tree that they could have, you know, sewn together to make the fig leaves to cover themselves when they were naked and came before God. It's a quinine fig tree, and it has thick leaves on it. They're about 2 inches wide by about 10 inches long, and you can sew them together because they're like leather and make self-covering. And that's right down the line to what the biblical account said would happen or did happen.
And what convinced you that this was the place? What was sort of the main three or four pieces of information that you said, I know this is the location?
Well, the first thing, I got more and more convinced as the days passed, you know, and I got more and more information to locate every clue that I could find in the Bible, and not only in Genesis, but other parts of the Bible, about describing Eden. And the first thing was the four rivers of Eden. And I couldn't find those unless I'd had Google Earth, and unless the Scripps Institute hadn't given me, before they even gave Google Earth, a very high-resolution map of the sea floors that they just finished making, and also on land, but not quite as high resolution. With that, I was able to look at the Earth and squeeze it down in my mind to a smaller diameter planet, because the Earth has expanded to its present diameter. It used to be about a fourth smaller in diameter than it is now, and that's another whole discussion, but it's called the expanding Earth theory, and it's really gaining popularity in the scientific circles in the secular world. Now, anyway, because of that, I put the continents all together and used the Scripps Institute map of the whole world, and I was able to see riverbeds that were cut between continents, and they were the weakening part that weakened the dirt of Pangaea, the original landmass of the whole Earth, so that when the event that happened to cause the flood and to split Pangaea apart, when it put the pressure on that landmass of Pangaea, it split where the rivers ran. And I was able then to look and say, ah, here are the four rivers, and where did they come from? And I found that their origin point, and that's what started it.
Wow, fascinating information. Our guest is Stan Dale. He says he's found the biblical Garden of Eden. When we come back from the break, more on this, and we'll start taking your phone calls and questions by email. You're listening to Jim Paris Live.
A reporter is plunged into the dark world of money laundering and the worldwide crime network when he stumbles across a scam so big that his life is on the line. Now the true story can finally be told. An investigation that will take you across the globe to England, Eastern Europe, Australia, Panama, Africa, and New Zealand. How an international network of money launderers got away with more than $100 million stolen from the Christian community. Exposing the Ponzi Masters is the true account of one man determined to expose the truth and the legions that tried to stop him. A story so dark that you won't believe what you are reading. A story so important it's being monitored by government agencies worldwide. Exposing the Ponzi Masters, a true crime expose from James L. Paris, the editor-in-chief of ChristianMoney.com. Exposing the Ponzi Masters, available on Kindle from Amazon.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
You're listening to Jim Paris Live.
All right, we are back. Next week, my special guest is Russ Baker, author of Family of Secrets, some really weird and interesting things, scary things that you'll learn about the Bush family, former presidents and all the way back to their father. And Russ Baker just sent me his book. It's probably like a 400 or 500 page book. This is going to be a great interview next week. Don't miss it. In hour number two of Jim Paris Live. Our guest tonight, Stan Deo. We're super excited to have him with us for the first time. And his website is standeo.com. That's D-E-Y-O, Stan Deo.com. And we're going to open up for some phone calls right now and questions by email. If you have a question for Stan, let's limit it right now, folks, to this topic of the Garden of Eden. I know that Stan has a lot of other information on a lot of other topics, but let's try to stay with the topic of the Garden of Eden tonight. The number is 877-317-6432. 877-317-6432. 6432. And again, if you're listening between 9 and 11 p.m. Eastern on Sunday night, you are hearing the live broadcast, and you can call in right now, 877-317-6432, or questions by email. As always, please include your city. The email address is jim@christianmoney.com. jim@christianmoney.com. And callers go before emailers, so if you want to be sure to get your question in, take advantage of the toll-free number tonight. All right, Stan, I wanted to ask you if there's anything else you want to add about your process of discovering and kind of where you're at right now with the confidence you have that this is the location. And then I've already got several email questions that came in before I even gave out the opportunity for people to email, and we'll start going to some of those.
Okay, well, very quickly, we can't cover all the details that I expressed in the lecture, so you'll have to either see the DVD or wait till next year when I can get time to write a book about it. But the traditional or orthodox secular archaeologists and geologists have placed the origin of ancient man, in their terms, you know, a million years ago, whatever, within 5 miles of where I found the Garden of Eden. At the Leakey Institute's museum there, where they have the oldest hominid bones there in Olduvai Gorge. It's just 5 miles outside the crater there. And the people that have been studying the genetic markers in the human race and found that the DNA for all the humans on the planet at the moment came from one mitochondrial Eve, they call her, in Ethiopia. And that's a couple of 100 miles from the site where I found the Garden of Eden. So it's telling you that I'm agreeing with the location, just not the amount of time that they attribute to the development of ancient man in that area. So this is going to help us bridge the gap between orthodox science and biblical data or biblical information about the Garden of Eden and the origin of man, and et cetera. So those are important things, and I do have a lot more information than that on that subject. But
Right. Over at the website, standeo.com. And all right, here's some of the questions. This one's coming in from Northern California. Someone wants to know if you would be willing to give out the coordinates so that they could go on Google Earth themselves to actually go to the Garden of Eden on their own computer. Very fascinating question.
Okay. Well, rather than give you the coordinates, since you're on Google Earth, I'll tell you to go up in the search menu up at the very top of Google Earth and type in this name and then have it search for it, and it'll take you right to it. Type in N-G-O-R-O, N-G-O-R-O, crater. Just Ngoro Ngoro crater. And you'll be taken to northern Tanzania, to the eastern side of Lake Victoria, and you'll see a large green area, and in the south half of it, you'll see a 100-square-mile crater, and that crater was the Garden of Eden, is the Garden
wow.
of Eden.
Wow. And if for those struggling with that word, I'll spell it again, N-G-O-R-O-N-G-O-R-O, and that's actually on the cover of a video that you'll see on the standeo.com website. That's the video that he has there, that travel video he was referencing earlier, that has some footage from that part of the world. But fascinating. How big of a role, Stan, did Google Earth play in all of this? And has it helped you with any of your other investigations? Example, the Atlantis investigation that you've had
Well. Yeah, it played a huge role. I would have given Google Earth a huge amount of credit in the slides that I use, but because of their legal agreements with all the companies and organizations that have given them access to their satellite footage and other information across the planet, they cannot and could not grant me permission to show what I found on Google Earth. So I had to go to NASA and get a JavaScript program, which does almost as good as Google Earth, and use that. But the credit does go to Google Earth. I did use them hugely. There was just so many things that helped in what they offer as software. I use Google Earth Pro, by the way, so I could get some other little tricks up my sleeve to analyze the stuff. But, I know for whatever reason you might not like Google, I'm just telling you Google Earth is and was an amazing tool.
All right, so our next question coming in from Baton Rouge, Louisiana, which I understand no one has speculated that Baton Rouge was the Garden of Eden.
Is that so?
but there's some good food there. So I guess based on food alone, you might suggest that. But all right, so this is a great question. This person wants to know, if you were to physically go to this location, that you believe to be the Garden of Eden and do an expedition and actually have a substantial amount of time to spend there. They want to know, would there be anything that you would be looking for or anything that you might find that would confirm for you that this is the location? And this may sound like a crazy question, but it's really not, because I think what the person's saying is, wow, if this was the Garden of Eden and you go there, maybe there would be something you would find that would say, yep, this is the Garden of Eden, because we found the tree of knowledge, or we found the flaming sword, or I'm using ridiculous examples, but this is what they're leading to with their question. And I think it's an interesting question to pose.
All right. Well, first of all, yeah, okay. I'm making the film script and the storyboard for the filming there now, and because I wanted to know as much as I could about whether that was a Garden of Eden or not, I have looked and looked and looked to try to figure out ways of things I could look for. But man, or, you know, Adamic man, Adam and Eve, they were kicked out of the garden by God, and so the likelihood of finding any surviving evidence of that is pretty small. And that flaming sword you're talking about, that flaming thing is there, and you can see that in Google Earth, but it's not a sword. That comes from Genesis 3:24, which in the King James says this. I got to read this to you. So he drove out the man, and he placed them at the east of the Garden of Eden. He placed cherubims and a flaming sword, which turned every way to keep the way of the tree of life. Now, when you retranslate that using the ancient, the archaic translations of the Hebrew they used in the Torah, it reads like this. So he drove out the man, and he placed at the east of the Garden of Eden numerous, tall, flaming, glittering desolations to protect the way to the Tree of Life. Now, those are volcanoes, and there are over 42 of them in the area, and the huge one, the big one, is Mount Kilimanjaro to the east, directly to the east, in a whole field of volcanoes that are now reasonably quiet. And those were the things that were the hot stones of Eden, which were, you know, mentioned when they were talking to Satan, you know, as the prince of Tyre, or king of Tyre, about how he walked among the hot stones of Eden. So Eden had to be next to a place where you had hot stones, and 42 volcanoes is probably enough to do it. And the locals there, the Maasai and a couple of other tribes that live in the area, one of them has lived there for probably, well, 2,500 to 3,000 years, as far as they can tell. And they call a mountain, a volcanic mountain that's still active on the north side of the garden, they call it the Mountain of God.
Wow. Fascinating. And you always have that when the locals, it seems like the story carries on, you know, through the generations when right. You finally talk to the locals. All right, another break, our last break. And when we come back, more of your questions for Stan Deo. The Garden of Eden, did we find it? Hi, this is Jim Paris, radio talk show host and editor of the website ChristianMoney.com. You may know me from my numerous appearances on the 700 Club. I was a multimillionaire by the age of 30, but ended up in bankruptcy by the age of 40. What I learned during my financial collapse was a revolutionary new way of praying for my finances, and it's revealed in my brand new book, How to Pray for a Financial Miracle. Now, the book has been endorsed by Dave Ramsey, former vice presidential candidate Wayne Allen Root, TV radio talk show host George Norrie, and countless others. I want to send you a free 48-minute audio overview of the book. All I need you to do is call my office and leave your email address on my voicemail. The number to dial, 888-427-8755. 888-427-8755. Again, 888-427-8755.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Sam Nussbaum, WellPoint's Chief Medical Officer. We proudly support the March of Dimes mission to improve the health of babies and fight premature birth. We're helping the March of Dimes fund breakthroughs in research and community programs that help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together to provide children with a healthier start in life. Visit marchofdimes.org.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Question: could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer: yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terriganix. Life's getting better.
You are listening to Jim Paris Live.
All right, we are back, and our guest, our final segment here with Stan Deo. His website, standeo.com. Deo is spelled D-E-Y-O, standeo.com. All kinds of interesting things over there, including that video he mentioned that does cover that section of the world. And Stan, one of the emails I have here, someone is asking, they want to be sure that they're going to be one of the first people to be able to order to get your video. And they want to know, can they pre-order it? Or is there any way they can pay you in advance to be sure that it ships out as soon as it comes in? I guess that's a good sign for the interest level in this.
It is a good sign. And sadly, I can't tell you how much it'll be. I think that the whole collection, the two DVDs and the CD-ROM, will be probably under $40 retail somewhere. But until the production company tells me exact cost, I can't tell you. But if you'll email me at standeo@standeo.com, standeo@standeo.com, and tell me that you would like to reserve a copy, I'll get you some of the first copies. I'll definitely reserve it for you, but I'll have to contact you later so you can, you know, go to our shopping cart and see what it costs and order it there. But I won't.
All right. Well, that's always a good sign, people trying to pre-order. This is our last segment, folks. We've got a ton of email questions, but this is your chance. If you'd like to call in with a question, you'll go right to the head of the line, as callers always do, 877-317-6432. Your questions for Stan Deo. And we're going to limit it to just the questions tonight about the Garden of Eden, the location he believes to be the Garden of Eden. 877-317-6432. You'll talk to Matt. He'll get your name and city, and we'll put you on hold, and you'll come right on the air. 877-317-6432. We go back to the emails, and this one's coming from Chicago, my hometown, and this is how Chicagoans are. I think this guy's playing devil's advocate. He says, here, some people might say, so what? You found the garden, the location of the Garden of Eden. He says, is there any spiritual significance to finding this? What's the point in finding it, I guess, is his. I think it's a curiosity, but to his question, Stan, is there any spiritual significance to finding this location?
Well, as far as you know, fulfilling some prophecy or something, I don't see that it is. However, in the lecture, I addressed 10 reasons why finding Eden is important. First one is it proved the Eden account in the Bible is absolutely correct, down to the very smallest detail, which adds credibility to the Garden of Eden documentation there. Instead of calling it a myth or that kind of stuff, it's fact. And it's also to correct, in geological terms, the continental drift. If you accept where the Garden of Eden is, where I've located it, it means that we have to re-evaluate modern geology and archaeology as well. And plate tectonic theory just disappears real quick. So it's important for that reason. It's also important because it tells us how the dinosaurs, which weighed so much that under today's gravity, their bones would break. They couldn't even walk. But gravity was 25% of what it is now because the Earth was smaller. So finding the Garden of Eden allows us to explain how the dinosaurs could move around without breaking their bones because gravity was much less. Hmm. We're able to find the lost tribes of Shem and where they actually settled in eastern Africa. I even found, this will ring your chime. I found Solomon's lost gold mines.
Wow.
Did you hear what I said? I found three Solomon's lost gold mines. One of them is now being jumped upon by multinationals, by China, by France, everybody, and it's in Antigua Bay in northern part of Madagascar. And the gold there was and is so prolific that in all of Africa, if you draw a little black dot showing where the gold mine sites are in Africa, the largest by far concentration of gold is in Madagascar. It's huge. And it's the kind that was leached out of the granite rocks and formations there as dust and pebbles. And it's just like they were saying in the Bible, like the dust of Ophir and like the rocks of the streams there. Solomon gave a clue to where Ophir was, and Madagascar is not really where Ophir settled, but that's what Solomon called it for another reason I can tell you later. But the gold dust there is 95% pure gold. It was
wow.
Just as the biblical account said, and the gold in Havilah is good. And that's, you know, that's one of the pluses. Now, there are other reasons, as I said. It will help strengthen the faith of many in all kinds of religions on the earth that have the creation story in Adam and Eve in some form in their lore. It'll also help to explain what caused the sudden breakup of Pangaea. This is in my lecture as well. And it's also giving us a clue to who actually wrote the Genesis account of the Garden of Eden. It wasn't Adam, and it wasn't Moses. It came from an older source that was alive, and probably one of the descendants of Shem, and one of the descendants of Joktan, they say in English, but his name in Hebrew is Yakitan. And his descendants settled over in the Yucatan Peninsula when it was still connected to Northwest Africa. That's why they have pyramids that are similar to the Egyptian ones. There's all kinds of stuff that make it important, guys.
Yeah, I mean, for me, honestly, just like you had said, the idea that many people think of the creation story as somehow metaphorical, that really there really wasn't an Adam and an Eve in a location like this. This is just kind of a representative story that we are to believe, and really something happened that was different than that. And this is where you get sometimes folks that believe in the concept of like the envelope of ingredients was delivered from extraterrestrials, and that's you know, this whole idea. But this is an interesting question following up to something you had said earlier, which this will give you a chance to clarify this. This is coming in from Miami. The person wants to know, how does the Garden of Eden discovery give you the basis to determine the date of the Earth being less than 10,000 years old?
Well, because we know that the Pangaea split up according to the way I've calculated it with the impact of the Chicxulub meteor, and that it hit in the Yucatan Peninsula, or in the Gulf of Mexico forming the peninsula. We've been able to use research done by an Australian astronomer where he determined that the tilt of the Earth at 23.4 degrees was due to an impact of a large meteor, and he was able to using precession mechanics or mathematics, he was able to backtrack that to the actual year in which this impact occurred to shift the Earth, and it turned out to be 2345 BC. So knowing that, and then picking the location of the Garden of Eden, we know that the length of the time that man has been here since Adam and Eve is in that 6,000-year period. I believe that. Now, I don't believe that it's necessary to say that the whole of the creation of the earth and everything happened at the time of the Garden of Eden. There are two creation stories in Genesis, and the first one does allow for a previous civilization, which would have been hundreds, thousands of years before the Garden of Eden, before the earth, which had become waste and void, was now turned on again by God. So I don't know how many thousand years it went back before the Garden of Eden, but as far as creating the Adamic man and our current situation, that occurred in the last 6,000 years. And if the earth split in the time of Peleg, the earth was divided in the time of Peleg, that was within 200 years of the flood, which we can date by this impact of this large meteor which caused the flood to occur.
Wow, fascinating information. And with like less than 2 minutes here, I'm going to hit you with this last one. This question is coming in from Georgia. Have there been any archaeological discoveries in this area or any discoveries of animals we didn't know about in this area that would sort of add credence to the significance of this zone of the world?
Okay, well, first of all, the locals do say it's where God created man and then rose up into the sky and didn't come back. And his mountain was at the north end there, which is still an erupting Natron volcano, the only one of its kind in the world. But, as I said earlier in the program, the Leakeys, he and his wife, they found the oldest hominid, human bones 5 miles outside the crater rim where the garden is, and it's now known as the Olduvai Gorge, and there's a museum there with the bones they found. Now, that's right there in the area, 5 miles outside the gate. Just it's got to tell you that they have discovered that's where man originated. The only argument they would have is they would say, well, this happened millions of years ago, and I would say it happened thousands of years ago, like maybe about a little over 6,000 years ago, somewhere in that period of time. Could be wrong, but that's what I see as normal archaeology, normal geology as well, pointing to that area. The tribes all say that's where God created man.
And that's fascinating. You'll always find those stories on the ground there continuing to circulate from one generation to the next. It's been a fascinating and very, very quick hour. Stan Deo, thank you so much for joining us. We'd love to have you back again. Check out his website, folks, standeo.com, D-E-Y-O, standeo.com. And the video on this whole thing, the Garden of Eden, coming in about 3 weeks, he says, so be sure to check back with his website. Next week, Russ Baker, Family of Secrets. We'll talk to you then.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturing. manufacturers. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.